Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Pesachim, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. So when is the time to be Baidik Chametz? Rabbi Huda says, Baidkin Ar Abba Asa. It's supposed to be Baidik Chametz on the evening of the 14th. So let's say Erev Pesach is on Monday. It's supposed to be Baidik Chametz Sunday night. Now, what if you missed it, or you couldn't do it for whatever reason, Sunday evening? So Uba Arba Asa Shachris, the next time to do it is the morning of the 14th. In this case, it would be Monday morning. If you miss the morning, so Uba Shasa Bir. Do it at the time that you're removing the chametz from your house. Once, however, the Zman HaBir comes, once the time comes that you can't have chametz any longer, it would appear Rabbi Huda holds you should no longer check for chametz. What's Rabbi Huda's concern? Rabbi Huda is worried that maybe as you're looking for the chametz, you're going to get distracted, and then suddenly you'll see this geshmaka black and white, or a cinnamon Danish, or a chocolate Danish, and you'll come to eat it. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim hold that it's not mistavra that if a person is looking to destroy something, he should get so distracted that he should forget and come to eat it. So the Chachamim have no problem with us searching for chametz even after the time that chametz is aser. And therefore the Chachamim say as follows, the Chachamim Aimrim, Loi Badak Ar Arba Asa, if you didn't do it the night of the 14th in our Mashal Sunday evening, Yivdak Barba Asa, then do it on the 14th. Loi Badak Barba Asa, you missed it on the 14th in the morning. Then Yivdak B'tai Chamayad, Rashi learns, and the Bartanur learns that way as well in the first pshat, that B'tai Chamayad means even during the 6th hour, which is the time that you have to destroy the chametz. Loi Badak B'tai Chamayad, if you were not by the chametz during this time that you were supposed to destroy the chametz, so Yivdak Li'achar Amayad, then do it even after Chatzais, all the way up until it gets dark. Even though Chametz on Pesach is Aser Min HaTorah from Chatzais and on, the Chachamim are not concerned that a person would be so absent-minded that as he's searching to destroy something, to remove it, he's going to forget and come to eat it. Taisvis learns B'tai Chamayad a little bit differently. Let's see the Mishnah now, according to Taisvis. The first pshat that we had was the Batanura's first pshat and the way Rashi learns. Now we're going to see how the Batanura explains it in the second pshat and the way Taisvis learns. V'chachamim, I remember the Chachamim say, let's go back to the words of V'chachamim. Loi badak or arba asar, if you weren't baidik the night of the 14th, yivdak barba asar, do it on the day of the 14th. Loi badak b'arba asar, if you didn't do it, let's say on Monday, which is Erev Pesach in our mashal, Yivdak b'tai chamayid, and do it during Yom Tev. And loy badak b'tai chamayid, if you weren't baidik chametz during Yom Tev, Yivdak li'achar chamayid, then do it after Yom Tev. After Yom Tev. Imagine coming into someone's house after Pesach and he's being baidik chametz. Would you say to him, are you okay? Why would someone be baidik chametz after Yom Tev? But the answer is no, there's a good reason to be baidik chametz after Yom Tev. Chametz that was in a Yid's possession during Pesach is aser b'hana. That's called chametz she'avar alav ha-Pesach. So you would want to be baidik chametz even after Yom Tev to make sure that whatever chametz was in your house during Pesach is not used. So once again, what do we learn in our Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda holds you have three chances to be baidik chametz. The night of the 14th, the morning, and then, if you missed it, mamish in the morning, all the way up until the time of bir chametz, till the time that you have to remove or destroy your chametz. The Chachamim say, if you didn't do it in the morning, then you can do it even during the time of bir chametz, and if you missed that time period, your third chance, this is according to Rashi's pshat, all the way up until at night, on Erev Pesach. According to the second pshat, which is also Taisus's pshat, the Chachamim say, if you weren't baidik on Erev Pesach, be baidik during Pesach. And if you weren't baidik during Pesach, do so even after Pesach, in order to check for chametz she'avar alav ha-Pesach. And finally, the Mishnah concludes by giving us some sound advice. After the bedikah, you can still have chametz in your possession. As a matter of fact, you purposely leave over some chametz for supper, for breakfast the next morning. Well, be careful with that chametz, says the Mishnah. Umasha Mashayer, whatever he leaves over, yanichanu betzina, I should put away in a hidden place. Sina means hidden, like tznius, covered. Kadesh leit sarach bedika achrav. If you don't put it away in a hidden place, and that means you're going to go look for it and you don't find it, you know what you're going to have to do? You have to search again. So if you put away 10 pieces and you find only 9, the Gemara says, well, roll up your sleeves and start the bedika again. As a matter of fact, in the Gemara, there are many, many different interesting cases about what happens if someone doesn't find all the chametz he put away. So, good advice is, whatever you leave over, yanichenu betzina, put it away in a hidden place.